I want to spend the rest of my life understanding what it's like for a mother to not have her child with her. For every moment that she sits alone in her apartment, what is she thinking? Is she crying? Is she watching television? And while she watches television, is she crying? It's all I can think about my mom is that she sat there for months and months and months and years crying, hoping to see us one day, and then when she finally got the chance, we had scheduled visits until I was 18, and after that I stopped seeing her hardly. I maybe saw her 10 times till she killed herself in 98. I'm a son of a bitch for that. And I don't mean that of my mother, I mean that of myself. No mother, no matter what she did wrong, no matter what mistakes she made, no matter what, should be denied time with her son or her daughter. My mother was robbed of all of that. And autopilot. Because I know autopilot kicks in after a few hours of walking, 3 to 4. And I'm now, I left at 8, it's now 1. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1. So that's 5 hours of walking. Minus a 10-minute stop for a washroom break. So, basically the same time. Anyway. I think I'm in autopilot because my legs are just moving underneath me and I can't see them because my bag in front of me is so big. And my bag behind me, I don't have to talk about that because it's behind me. But, trucking along.
Skywatch weather, still a few clouds, we're up to 23. We're in 26 or 27 before the day's over. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 50. And a warm one, it could be around the 30 mark. Long range for Tuesday stays warm, around 28. Clouds, sun, chance of showers in the long range for tonight.
Okay, so this is good. I've estimated about a 4-day walk for me to get to Charlottetown from Moncton. And the weather report, there goes the truck. Jim, you would have loved it. It's a freaking rush. Anyway, I'm going to have nice weather for the next 2 weeks. Sore and whatnot to continue the walk west for this summer. But I'm not going to stop my protests. I will get a permit and I will protest in front of the Children's Aid when I get back home. And I will be able to protest all winter if I have to in front of the Children's Aid. If my permit runs out, I'll go downtown and I'll move it to another location. So that's my goals. I'm not going to give up, folks. All right. 11:45 or 12:45-ish? It's now 12:55. Ah, good song. Flashbacks to Scarborough. Fuck. Every time I hear a song, this is what pisses me off about the Children's Aid. Because every time I hear a song, it reminds me of a different home I've been in. And my whole life is freaking scattered all over the province. And it hurts. I'm always hearing music. Or maybe I see a couple walking with their kid. And I think how lucky that kid is to have two parents who are, you know, or even one of them, let alone two of them, who get to care for them. And I know it's not perfect. A family is not perfect. But Jesus Christ, it's better than 13. And to all the people who I met in Moncton, who told me about their lives in foster care, I don't know why I didn't record. I'm going to start doing that from now on. I consider you guys all my brothers and sisters. So, anyway, I'm done. And something about this song, it's still going on. That reminds me of Scarborough. It reminds me of the home on 104 Queensbury Avenue when I lived with the LeBretons. And they were a very good family. And I remember Julie LeBreton was my sister, my foster sister. And I would really love to see them again. And there was Suzette LeBreton, too. Who's now, if she's still married, Suzette McKissick. Because she married Doug McKissick, a TTC driver. I just want to see these people again. I feel so fucking alone out here. And even when I'm in Toronto, I feel alone. Fuck, it's not fucking right.